It's called OshBlog. A blog is short for web log, a sort of online diary made popular in recent years by independent political commentators. This time it's the politicians doing the blogging, and it's a crowded race. There are four candidates running for the seat now held by 17-year assembly incumbent Republican Greg Underheim. The blog works like this. Every 4 days, candidates get a new question to answer. They get 72 hours to figure out what they want to write about. Then they post their statements at OshkoshNews.org/OshBlog. Readers can hash over what the candidates had to say in a citizens' forum. 10 questions will have been asked by the end of October when the blog ends. The statements will stay posted until Election Day. What did Underheim think when organizers approached him about becoming a blogger?
I find it to be interesting.
One of Underheim's challengers is Dan Carpenter, who's running as an independent.
First of all, I'm 55 years old, so this is quite new to me. When I was a kid in school, the technology was an abacus.
And there's a Green Party member in the running, Tony Palmieri.
My main concern with the candidate's blog was the time that it would take. I mean, as you know, when you're a candidate for a public office, probably the most valuable use of your time is to be meeting people face to face.
Then there's Democrat Gordon Hintz.
When it was first described to me, I thought this is a great idea that may be a little ahead of its time in terms of who is actually going to use it.
OshBlog might be one of the first candidate-focused blogs. When organizers looked for examples to base it on, they couldn't find anything out there. So says Miles McGuire, a journalism professor at UW Oshkosh. He's running the blog along with the local League of Women Voters and the Oshkosh Public Library. Miles McGuire says the blog lets candidates get away from soundbite coverage of the race.
I think it is very difficult today, given the consolidation that's occurred in the media, to get good political coverage, and particularly at the local level, so that when the debate wraps up, which will be at the end of October, we will have 10 topics online with specific answers from the candidates.
McGuire says the blog has a simple goal: get more information to the voters so they can make informed decisions. Anyone can submit a question. A panel of three organizers selects which ones the candidates will be asked to answer. While all four candidates say they like the blog concept, there are a few concerns. Incumbent Representative Greg Underheim hopes for policy questions on things like abortion, guns, and taxes.
Oh, I hope they're not broad, open-ended questions that give candidates a chance to give wonderful, flowing rhetoric, but that are not, in all honesty, tremendously informative. I think the blog serves people better if it requests that candidates give fairly direct, specific answers.
So far, the candidates have been asked to make general statements, also what they think about public employees' pay issues, and to outline what they think should be done to make health care more affordable and accessible. Independent candidate Dan Carpenter likes that he and his opponents get plenty of time to formulate their position statements.
We get the questions, and we have 3 days actually to answer them, so we can go into in-depth answers.
Democrat Gordon Hintz says the challenge is to resist the temptation to get policy wonkish.
I think one thing that may hurt the blog process is ultimately a lot of politics is a personality contest, and that's why we have things like debates. Unfortunately, while we wish they came down to issues, people want to vote for someone they feel comfortable with.
Tony Palmieri, the Green candidate, is also a communications professor at UW Oshkosh. He likes that the blog is unedited.
There's not the filter of the media. It is the candidates speaking directly to whoever chooses to log in.
All four candidates agree that the Osh blog will never take the place of old-fashioned campaigning. They all still plan to knock on doors, and there are several in-person debates scheduled, because even in the 21st century, not everyone has a computer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.